Hi guys, it's Ray Newlands here from Just For Keepers. Hope you're fitting well. In this quick podcast, we're going to be talking about, again, why some goalkeeping coaches now are getting fed up coaching at soccer clubs and now looking to do their own independent goalkeeping academy, whether or not they're just jumping straight into having their own academy, or whether or not they're building up, they're keeping their soccer job at the soccer club and they're sensibly and quite correctly building their academy alongside their job, obviously for that security. One of the biggest frustrations that I hear from goalkeeping coaches that are at soccer clubs or football clubs, depending on where you are in the world, is that even though that they're in charge of their goalkeeping coaching program for the soccer club, is that the board of directors, the committee, and the coaches above them have got too much to say. They've got too much to say in terms of the goalkeeping coaching program. They basically don't leave the goalkeeping coach to their own devices to obviously to coach the goalkeepers. And again, that goes down to sort of ignorance and arrogance, to be honest with you. Obviously, you've got the coaches who, maybe it's the director of coaching. You've got the coaches who are above the goalkeeping coach who, even though that they've, they don't know anything about goalkeeping coaching. I'm not saying that's the case. I know there'll be a very, very, very small minority of directors of soccer or director of football that will understand goalkeeping. Obviously, if they've been a goalkeeper or they've been coaching goalkeeping for several years, obviously they will have an understanding. But what I'm talking about here is outfield players who have never played in goal or coached in goal, telling their goalkeeping coach what to do. And that's where the arrogance comes in. And I've been in that situation before, and it's obviously not nice when you've got someone that has got no clue what they're talking about, but because they're above you, they think they've got to tell you, they think it's their right to tell you how to coach goalkeepers when they've got no idea, obviously, how to coach goalkeepers. And then you've got the ignorance of the committee or the board of directors, just because they watch a soccer game, or, they might have took their level one goalkeeping certification and they've done nothing with that. They think that, they know a lot more than what they actually so I put my teeth back in. They think they know a lot more than what they actually do. So again, I know that frustrates a lot of goalkeeping coaches. I've been in that situation before, and in the end, I had to walk away from that soccer club because of that fact. As I say, I just couldn't have someone telling me what to do who didn't know what they're talking about. So obviously, if the person did know what we were talking about, obviously I'm humble enough to listen, like most goalkeeping coaches are. But what I'm talking about here, guys, is people that have absolutely no idea about goalkeeping coaching. And also another big problem as well. Well, so obviously you've got that problem as a goalkeeping coach. Another massive problem as well, when you coach for a soccer club, unfortunately you don't get named. Most of the people in your area, you're known as the goalkeeping coach of XYZ soccer club. You don't actually get your, people don't see you as an independent goalkeeping coach that can help them. They just see you as the goalkeeping coach for the soccer club, if that makes sense. And again, that can cause problems, to be honest with you, because what happens is, if you want, for whatever reason, you decide to leave that soccer club, or like I've said in the other podcast, where, someone could come in and undercut a goalkeeping coach, and then all of a sudden you find yourself out of a job. It's again with the politics of soccer now as well. If you're well known for being coaching at an XYZ football club, and you've got that rivalry and you've got that bitterness, sometimes it's difficult to get a job somewhere else because you're known as that goalkeeping coach at that other soccer club that people might hate. if that makes sense. So that's why I think it's always important, to have something going on the side. That's why I think it's always important to have your own goalkeeping academy. And this is something that you'll hear me say in all my podcasts, because at least that way then, even though that you are coaching at the soccer club, people will see you for who you are, because they'll see that you're doing things yourself, that you're independent. And obviously, that gets you out of that stigma of being tagged, he or she is, they're the goalkeeping coach for such and such soccer club, rather than if someone mentions your name, but that's Ray Newland, they see you as a goalkeeping coach because you're doing your own thing, if that makes sense. I'll be interested in your comments below again, please, guys. Have you been in that position where you have actually had someone in your club telling you what to do, and these guys had no right to tell you what to do because they've no idea what they're talking about, and how did you deal with that? Again, please put it below so it helps other goalkeeper coaches. Have you been at a soccer club where they basically said, hey, listen, not a problem. Look, you're the goalkeeping coach. You go and do your own devices. Okay. So be interested to see, what experiences, you've had, and share it with the rest of the goalkeeping coaches that come onto this page. And hopefully, we can all help each other with these dilemmas. Okay. So hope that quick podcast helped. Have a great day or great night, wherever you are, and all the best. Take care for now.